This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 19th day of October 2022. And guess what? Way back there, yonder, back in the boiler room, we have Randy and Eric, and they're just as happy as could be tonight. You see, their hero took them out to a Mexican restaurant. And, you know, they don't get out, and they don't get to go to many places. And hard to get invited anywhere. But I took them out tonight, and they got a good Mexican dinner. And on top of all that, guess who was right there with them? Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
See that? She's been wanting to do that all day. She flutters and sputters, and she gets me coffee and tea. All right. Now, before I go any farther, I want to say this. I'm going to put, I better go to Courageous. Courageous, man, you're up.
Good evening.
Good evening. There you go.
The Mexican restaurant sounds good.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good. Anyhow, I want to say this, that I want to thank the Officer John and his wife, Melanie Stolarski, out there at the Medina Freedom Fighters, along with my good friend, Pastor Walter, and his wife, Darlene Moss, and right here live, my own personal nurse, right here live in the studio with me, none other than Miss Elaine Connolly. Say hello.
Good evening, everyone.
There she goes. I have no problems if I have a heart attack or if I fall down again, whatever. She's here. She's my nurse, right? And Courageous is there. If the FBI kicks the doors in and they come after me for telling the truth, Courageous will throw his body right in front of me. He's ready. He's ready.
We'll see.
But way out there yonder, steadfast, a man of for all seasons, none other than the parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
And the only one who's willing to tell you to keep your day job and stick to preaching.
Okay. I'll do that then, if that's the way it's got to be. Oh, I want to say thank you, Jesse in Minnesota, who pledged $250.
That's a good start.
That's right. Tonight's Pledge Week. Pledge Week, we got 3 days left. We got actually less than 6 hours left in this week to raise a whole lot of money. We're going to raise a lot of money. So, folks, there we're counting on you. 888-281-1110 and 888-677-9673. You know what? I didn't tell people why we were thanking those folks. We were thanking them because they invited me out to speak, and I got a really good welcome because I met a whole lot of good people out there tonight, and they treated me pretty nice. And so, and that was, again, the Medina Freedom Fighters. It's good to be around other patriots, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It sure is.
Yep. Alrighty, Joe, we're going to get right into the message tonight. And Elaine, if you have a question or comment, just jump in.
Okay.
Now, when they say Joe, when you hear Joel Osteen say, live your best life now, or you hear T.D. Jakes say, I want my stuff now, or you hear, well, you can make God give you health and wealth. You can hold him to his word. That's Kenneth Copeland. He says, yeah, you can take this Bible and make him produce. In other words, you can extort stuff from God by using the Bible.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way, does it, Joe?
No.
Let's go.
We are to fear the Lord and come before him in meekness and call upon his holy name. I don't think challenging him is quite fits.
Well, if you take passages of Scripture out of context, when the Lord Jesus said, and whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you, does he mean things that are not in the will of the Lord? In other words, if they would have asked the Lord for a prostitute and some drugs, would God have provided that to
him? No, he wouldn't have, no.
Okay,
so what he meant.
So if they were to ask the Lord for a Learjet, was that be in his will?
No, wouldn't be in his will.
But
they
now...
we need help getting to the town you want us to go and preach in, that would be his will.
I'm going to ask, let's ask Elaine a hard question, okay? Elaine.
Yes, sir.
These people, like Joel Osteen and Kenneth Copeland, they have these Learjets. Now, did God give them the Learjets, or did they get those Learjets from fleecing the flock?
From fleecing the flock.
She knows. She knows. You see, for you folks, Joel Osteen, Kenneth Copeland, and T.D. Jakes, if Elaine knows, God knows also. Hear that, Joe?
I hear.
All right, let's go to James chapter 4 and start with verse 13. And
we didn't finish Matthew 7, did we?
Yeah.
We left off, we didn't do verses 24 on, did we?
I thought we did.
No, without building the house upon a rock? Nope, we didn't.
Well, get it done then.
All right, we're in Matthew chapter 7, and we're starting in verse 24 through 29. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his home upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes.
Okay, so let me ask you a question there. When he says, therefore, whosoever heareth these words, now there's something there, okay, of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. Now, so to build upon the rock, he's speaking about something, actually he's being very specific there. And that's
right. He is the rock. He is the cornerstone. The builders refused that God built the church.
Oh, that's true, but he's more specific. He's talking about obedience to his word. Obedience to his word. This is what he's
also, yeah.
The point
when he said hear and do,
yeah.
What he's saying, those who hear me and do them are being what? obedient. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Made it pretty clear.
Yeah, if you go down to verse 28 when he says, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. They were astonished at his doctrine. That word means amazed, okay? Mm-hmm. And anyhow, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. What do they think they meant by not as the scribes? What were the, why did not the scribes teach as having authority?
They were playing around. They were doing things to get power and authority to themselves. Jesus was preaching the truth, the word of God, and it touched the hearts of the people, convicted them.
Well, when the scribes were talking, they were always quoting somebody else. They were always quoting either another Jewish leader or maybe even some of the Old Testament. But here, the Lord Jesus was not. He was speaking of himself.
Right.
You know, so he spoke with having absolute authority. Why would we, how do we know that when he was speaking with authority?
Well, he is the Word. He was the one who wrote the Old Testament. He spoke, and we know that Jesus also, as I mentioned, is the cornerstone. Scripture says we are lively stones, living stones. So those living stones are built upon the cornerstone, which is Christ, and the living stones build a living church that worships that risen living Lord. That's the true church.
All righty.
We're seeing a picture there.
Okay, so let's go back now to James 5. Are you ready to go there? No, James 4.
James 4.
Yeah, anyhow. So now, when we start out, we talked about when they say, live your best life now, or I want my stuff now, okay? So here now, when we talk about this, well, go ahead and read from 13 to 17. We'll show you how it applies.
Go to now, ye that say, tomorrow or today or tomorrow, we will go to such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicings is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
All right, so here when you hear Joel Osteen say, live your good, your best life now, your best life now. So what did Jesus say? Did Jesus say your best life is lived here, or does he say your best life lived in eternity?
Lived in eternity.
It's not on this earth.
Well, that's where we lay up our crowns and treasures to enjoy forever.
So when he said then you lay up treasures of gold, silver and precious stones, not wood, hay, and stubble. What do you think he meant by that?
Lay up things that are eternal. Lay up things that the Lord is pleased with, not things that'll disappear.
So if you take gold,
it'll last like straw.
Gold, silver, and precious stones, and you put them in a fire, what happens to them?
Well, gold melts, but it stays gold.
It gets purer. It gets purified. So, in other words, your works, if your works are done for the Lord and they're done under persecution, if they're done under fire, in other words, if it costs you, but your works, you stand fast, you stand your ground, like what we were talking about tonight, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't back up. Jesus said, if you suffer for his namesake, So then when you put them under fire, they become pure. But wood, hay, and stubble, what happens to it when the fire hits it?
They're gone.
It's gone.
They're gone.
Vaporizes.
Pardon?
It vaporizes, it's gone.
Right. So when James was speaking to believers, and Well, that was Paul that was speaking to believers. And so he was telling them that even though your works, if your works don't cost you anything, they'll get burned up, but you won't lose your salvation. You won't lose your salvation. How do we know you won't lose your salvation?
We have God's word on it. Salvation was a gift, and when you're forgiven, God said no one can take you out of his hand.
Okay. But there's another reason you can't lose your salvation, and that's because you don't keep it. God keeps your salvation.
God keeps it. All right. He has it.
What was your salvation bought with?
Father's hand. If your salvation's in the Father's hand, it's in his keeping.
Well, actually, if you go over to Ephesians chapter 1, it tells you that your salvation is kept in heaven, that it's sealed with the Holy Spirit, and Christ himself is the sealer. So in order for you to lose your salvation, what if people say, well, maybe you can't lose it, but you can give it away. Can you give it away?
No.
No.
No, because you don't have it.
Trade it, give it away, sell it.
Now let me ask you this. What was your salvation bought with? It was bought with what?
The blood of the Lamb, the most precious substance in the universe.
Okay, so now let me ask you this. If you had a child and you were going to give your child his entire inheritance, and the child, would you give that to your child if the child was 4 or 5 years old?
No.
No.
Okay, you wouldn't trust your child with that, would you?
No, certainly not.
So would God trust men like us with salvation that was bought with the most precious substance that ever existed, knowing that if you could lose your salvation, you would lose your salvation because all it would take would be a sin? And I know you, Joe.
We live in those fleshly bodies, the body which is sin, the lust of the flesh, the eyes.
I know that you're liable to sin any time.
We do. We sin by thoughts, words, deeds. We sin by things we've done. And mostly, the born-again Christians sin by things that they have not done, that they're supposed to be doing.
Why don't you ask Elaine what her worst ones are?
I'll let you do that.
No, she's too close to me. All righty, there you go. I better quit here before I get in trouble. I know what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. Jan Porter has a message for us. Let's listen to Jan Porter's message. Uh-oh, somebody's not paying attention. Jan Porter has a message for us. Before we play that, let's go to the phone lines are open, folks. Wait a minute. Let's see. Pledges. Peggy in Oregon pledges 100. Thank you, Peggy. But the phone lines are open at Peggy. 888-281-1110. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. The phones need to ring. They really got to ring. 888-677-9673. Well, we hear this message from Jan Porter. Folks, please call. Please. Go ahead. Take her away. It's coming. I think it's coming. Hopefully. Jan's a little slow tonight. She'll be here in a minute, I think. All right.
I can hear her running down the hall now.
Come on, Jan, hurry up.
We serve the God of the impossible. And every promise that he gave us is yes and amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's either true or it's not true. I'm banking everything that I have that this is true.
Look, we're either pro-life or we're in a regulation business. And I just want to end abortion. That's it. I'm tired of talking about abortion. I'm tired of debating about it. I'm tired of marching about it. It's time for it to end. We have the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living inside us. Do you understand that? That can shift the entire political reality. Where we stand, the atmosphere changes. And if we will not give up, then we're going to see the impossible bow to the name of Jesus. That's it. That's what we have in us. And we need to start acting like the Word of God is true.
What I want to tell you is that I believe this house that believes God still speaks, this house that believes we're a house of miracles, this house that heard about the testimony of Jesus is ready to see Jesus do it again. And that this house is going to be the house that brings this killing to an end, that stops this horrific, absolutely heinous proposition, the worst ballot initiative in the United States of America.
I believe that Proposal 3 is the most radical, most dangerous proposition in the entire country on the ballot initiative. It is abortion till birth and beyond, because they won't let anybody even investigate infanticide. They've taken that away. It is taking away all parental rights. And we know in the state of Michigan, they're actually training teachers to hide a child's gender confusion. Shall I use those pronouns when talking to your parents? Shall I use that new name you're using? They're literally training them. And what Prop 3 would do is not only keep parents in the dark, it would keep them from protecting their children in any way, because this child, in according to Prop 3, could make the decision, which, by the way, if you look at the American Psychiatric Association, gender dysphoria, which is what we're talking about with this gender confusion, is listed in the APA as a mental disorder. So if your child has what they even list as a mental disorder, if they're confused about their gender, then guess what? That child could not only be sterilized without parental notice or consent, but could have their body mutilated, could castrate their child or cut off healthy body parts. This is what we're talking about, keeping parents in the dark. And Prop 3 would do that, not only from abortion, but from anything having to do with that child's well-being. What we need to do is have the maturity in the body of Christ, where the children of God need to grow up. We need to wake up. As a church, we need to wake up, and we need to stand up. Well, even if you look at Planned Parenthood's old website, they're saying, we're going to help children by taking away parental consent. So it's on their own site. It's not something we made up. You certainly wouldn't know it by reading the proposal. If you're in the voting booth and you read it, it doesn't read anything like what this thing would do. But even the people who are fighting for Proposition 3 acknowledge it will take away parental rights. It will be abortion till birth without limitations. It'll wipe out every pro-life law on the books.
They're watching Michigan. If they succeed here, they're going to take their little dog and pony show to kill more children and deny more parents and harm more women. This is their plan.
And what we need to stand against are the lies that the church has been told. Lies like, well, the church should stay out of politics. Really? What has that gotten us? A body count of 62 million children. There's blood on our hands for silence. You know the Dietrich Bonhoeffer quote, not to speak is to speak, not to act is to act, that God will not hold us guiltless, that if we are silent in this hour, this is the moment. Right now, where we are, there is nothing standing in the way. You realize Roe versus Wade has crumbled to the ground. It is in the ash heap of history. There are no restraints right now on the state of Michigan or anywhere else to protect every child in the womb. There's nothing. There's nothing standing in the way except us. What have you done to see the impossible bow to the name of Jesus spoken through your lips? What have you done to see that happen? And a lot of people, they say it, but I have an organization called Faith to Action. Because faith without action is just political talk. It's just religious rhetoric. It's dead. We need to put our faith to action and not give up. No matter what, not give up. And that's what it's going to take. You want your country back? I know this, that if Roe versus Wade can fall to the ground and we can end abortion, we can take America back. We can take Michigan back. We can take our states back. And that's the message. Every pro-life law, every protection for babies, for parents, for women, for Michigan. This is the worst proposal in the country, and we need to rise up and stop it.
There you go. Proposition 3, folks, got to go down. You folks out there in Michigan, it's got to go down. This is Proposition 3, folks in Ohio. Is that here in Ohio? It is, isn't it? Yes, it's got to go down. We got to stop it. Look for Proposition 3 on the ballot, folks. It's got to go down. All right, there you go. Thank you, Kathy in Ohio, pledges 25. Peter in Chicago, 20. And Donna in Ohio pledges 4,000 or 400. It was, yeah, scared me. All right, thank you, folks. We got to get a grip on immigration.
Now here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's fouling our nest.
When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
You hear that, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, quit, you know, get a grip on it. Stop accusing us of being racist because we want to keep the sovereignty of our nation. Anyhow, they're bad players, aren't they?
They most certainly are, and basically whatever they're accusing us of is exactly what they're carrying out.
Always, and you know what? Listen, folks, the Biden drug cartel, the Biden crime cartel, they're the gatekeepers. They are the gate. They're there to keep the doors and the gates open to have their fellow criminals in the drug cartels and the human smuggler cartels. You've got three crime organizations working hand in hand. Believe me when I'm telling you that. Anyhow, Nurse Conley, what's going on in your world?
Well, basically, the left evil people, what's making them crazy are patriot Christians, all right, standing up for their rights. There are corporations across the United States that are overturning religious exemptions that they've given their employees for 2.5 years, saying they could no longer accommodate. And that's because all of our corruption at the federal level has occurred with the courts. One of the major ones is CVS. So what we can do as patriots is stop going to CVS.
Yep.
All right. But they're firing their nurse practitioners who had religious exemptions from prescribing contraceptives and dispensing abortion-inducing drugs. They had these in place for 2.5 years, and now they're firing these same employees.
Well, here you go now. You know, that is the woke corporation, right?
Correct.
All right, folks. CBS, don't do it. You know, you've got the power. All you have to do is go somewhere else.
And the idea is here also, as Christian patriots, where is your line in the sand? You can no longer be silent. You have to stand up for your God, your family, and your country, because the evil is taking over the world, and we are charged to do that in the Bible.
Absolutely. Pastor Joe, you know that's a fact. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, tell you what, I have more than we had hours, but you were talking earlier about abortion. Governor Kathy Hochul is New York's governor, is claiming God is on the abortion side of the war. And she's being rebuked by, you know, quite a few people out there. We know Isaiah, you know, 5:20, what are those who call evil good and good evil? But she's even called the fight for legal abortion a moral responsibility. And the state, the announcement that the state is going to dole out $13.4 million to abortion providers. And when she did this, she wasn't in a government building, but a Manhattan, well, they call it a church, I wouldn't. A building with stained glass windows with images of the cross of Jesus Christ, but they let her do this. And she has embraced all these lies and proclaiming it. So then the other headline that follows it is a story, Stacey Abrams, killing the unborn is needed to fight inflation, says governor candidate. Stacey Abrams says killing the unborn is needed to fight inflation and the recession we're facing. And I was listening to some of the things she was saying. It's crazy. She's this two-time loser, but she's saying things like, having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about the food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from economic realities of having a child and basically kill your children so we can get out of this inflationary problem we're in. One, she's evil, wicked, and cruel, and two, she has no understanding of economics and what's causing the recession.
Along the same line, you have Planned Parenthood establishing mobile clinics in trailers now that will be taken to the Republican state line and set up abortions to be done so people can travel right across state line. And Planned Parenthood is providing this service through programs such as Medicaid and from government grants from the Department of Health and Human Services. So it's your tax dollars that Planned Parenthood is using, you know, for this.
They've been using, what, 350-something million? I can't remember, $350 million a year the government was giving to Planned Predators.
Yeah.
And I think they've upped that the past year or two, haven't they, Pastor?
That since Joe Obama Biden, this ungodly, evil, wicked, wicked man.
And then also the FDA has now relaxed some of their, more of their rules. I mean, they're just a rogue agency completely now. But they are, you can now access abortion pills by mail.
All right. Joe, here's what God's Word of the Bible has to say. God's Word of the Bible describes Kathy Hochul and Stacey Abrams as unclean. It describes them in Jeremiah 2:34 as their skirts being filled with the blood of innocent children. And so now Governor Hochul's God is not the same God that we worship. Governor Hochul's is not the God of Isaac, Abraham, Joseph. No. Governor Hochul's God is a strange occultic God, okay, where they sacrifice children too. She was the one that virtually said all good, clean, and decent people should move out of New York and move to Florida or someplace. And she said that when she meant all pro-lifers, all conservatives, all people that are who would vote for Trump and are against the vaccines. She's talking about good, decent, clean, patriotic people. All of them should leave New York. And they are leaving New York, Hochul, because of you. You're one of the reasons people are leaving New York in vast numbers. And Stacey Abrams, you're a wicked woman. Stacey Abrams, you're an unclean woman. And you people in Georgia, let me tell you something. Pick up God's word, the Bible. The Bible tells you very clearly, it does not stutter, to vote for a wicked person. To vote for a wicked person is a sin. Now listen to me. God's word, the Bible, is clear. For you to vote for a wicked and an evil person is a sin. In fact, it tells you if you do that, then the nation should curse you. And that's not a good thing. There you go.
Now, hey, Elaine.
Yes.
Along with what you said about the abortion pill through the mail.
Mm-hmm.
PJ Media has got a big story out. Nearly two-thirds of women suffer severe emotional trauma from chemical toilet bowl abortions is what they call it. And these are, you know, self-procedures. You take the pills at home. But what a lot of people don't realize is what a woman goes through taking one of these pills. And it's something I'd really rather not read on the radio. It's kind of bad, sounds painful, messy, bloody, and it can last quite a lot longer than people think.
And you can die from it, you know, because there's nothing that's induced like that. It's contrary to nature. And so when you go use a chemical to induce something in the body that is not natural, it usually is not a complete process. So these individuals are going to end up probably in the hospital and potentially with more and more complications because of the action that they took.
You're right. But the other big story is they don't realize what they're going to see when they stand up to clean up and flush the toilet. And it's causing severe trauma because a lot of these women are going to realize that a lot more is passed than a clump of tissue. And it's talking about the emotional damage. One woman said it was 100 times more painful than I thought. It took way over 12 hours. And afterward, it was more traumatic than I can describe.
Correct.
And these women that'll do that.
Anyone out there that thinks this is an answer, you are jeopardizing your health, your spirit, and you are committing murder.
The wages of sin is what?
Death.
Death, and that's right. And these women that do these things, especially these younger women, they have nightmares. They have nightmares at night. Believe me, I've counseled with so many of them that have done that. Not only that, Joe, okay, their suicide rate is 6.5 to 7 times higher than those women that give birth. Did you know that?
Yes. My wife and I were on the board of a pregnancy help center and maternity home and did a lot of counseling and handled a lot of the problems that you just discussed. So I'm very aware the emotional trauma that leads from a lot of these abortions to sexual abuse, in other words, trying to satisfy makeup with sex for what's lacking, drug use, alcoholism. Many went and found abusive husbands because they felt like they needed to be punished. So they got themselves into abusive relationships. The price of abortion is terribly, terribly high, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
And I think what most people don't realize is that's the whole intention of the New World Order, is to kill off as much of humanity as they can.
Well, actually, exactly. Elaine, you're right. They want to kill off about 7.5 billion people.
Right.
About 7.5 billion people they want to kill off, folks. Now, that's a reality. We have been talking about this. We've been telling you about this for years. And, you know, this whole idea, I was listening to them when they were talking about this transsex surgery, these transsexual surgeries, mm-hmm. And they're going on, they're talking about how these things can be reversed. It should be a child's decision to make this, and then at the end, the woman presenting it says, besides that, we can make billions doing this, okay? This new market. In other words, taking and completely destroying the lives of young children who are very, very gullible, have got no idea what they're doing. We can make it's all about money. And that's the same thing with Pfizer, Joe. That's the same thing with what now the CDC says that they were going to start. They want to make it mandatory. They're talking about making it mandatory in the public school system to give all the children shots, making it mandatory
for the public schools,
okay? And the basic reason is Pfizer gets to make a ton of bucks doing it.
Well, Planned Parenthood, again, you know, is really steering some of this. They have a new cartoon now that encourages children to get on the lethal puberty blocking drugs to put your puberty on hold if you don't want to go through your teenage years yet. Well, what they don't tell you is that a good amount of these medications actually can cause your brain to swell. You can lose your vision. You can develop what's called pseudotumor cerebri, which means that your body acts as if you have a brain tumor. However, it also can cause double vision, nausea, headaches, and permanent vision loss. And you mentioned, Joe, about the mental illness. The American College of Pediatrics, which I usually don't quote, but they warn that puberty blockers exacerbate gender dysphoria, may cause mental illness, including depression and other emotional disturbances related to suicide, which you've already addressed, you know, from a different perspective.
All right.
It's been a sad end. Did you know that there are right now over 12 states that are following the CDC's guideline about recommending the vax for children going to school? But the states are making it mandatory, and guess what state is one of the 13 or 14 that's going to enforce the CDC guidelines, Pastor?
Which state?
Ohio.
Not if we have anything to do with it.
No, I can just see us marching on Columbus right now.
Mandatory, right now. They're trying to do it.
Well, they could try, but I'm going to tell you what, you're right. We'd be marching on Columbus.
I would encourage people to go on the Internet and do a search for vaccine excipients. INSIPIDIENTS. And you will get a listing of every vaccine that's in line with the FDA, and it will give you the ingredients list. This flu shot has mRNA and DNA in it, along with the aborted fetal cells. So when you take this flu shot this year, your DNA is going to change.
Absolutely. All right. B&B in Cleveland, thank you. They pledged $200, folks. A piece? Well, $200 apiece. Okay, very good. We got about 1 hour left, and I wrote it down here someplace just a minute ago. We're about $4,805 short of our goal. $4,805 we need. Okay, wait a minute. I just got a new one in. Okay, so we are $4,600 short of our goal. So we need to hear from you. 888-281. Listen, we're running out of time. We got to hear from you. The good folks here tonight, all of them are here because they're doing it for the cause. Nobody's getting paid tonight. Everybody's staying up late, putting in their time, and they work real hard, all of us here. We're not getting paid to do this. We're doing it because it's the right thing. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do, and that's what we need for you to do. We need you to do the right thing to do. Help us do the right things. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Folks, let me tell you, remember, it works this way. God has expectations of us. We have obligations to him, and we are here now. The very fact that you're listening to me, that God has raised you up right now for such a time as this, means that it's time for you to run to this battle. All of us have to run to this battle. God has raised us up for this time, right now in history, and history will record whether we answered the call, ran to the battle, or again. You know, just imagine this, and I've been saying this for a while. Just imagine if all the pastors out there were to get up and actually preach this. What if the pastors out there were to get up and condemn Joe Biden? What if they were to, again, Franklin Graham, if you were to say, Joe Biden, pedophilia is a sin, Joe Biden. You know, Joe, Elaine, look, what do they think of us? Listen to this, okay? You have, right now, Obama is bragging. He's bragging that we get to pay $72 a barrel of oil, and that's a better deal than what Donald Trump gave us at $24.49. So what does that think tell you that the Democrats think of us?
Well, that we're stupid.
That's right. And guess what? We're not stupid, are we?
No, we're not.
Okay. And Joe Obama's going to find that out in spades, isn't he?
Correct. And that's the whole idea. You know, everybody can do something. And regardless of whether you're in a small city, a little village, you know, whatever, if you're having trouble figuring out how you can be a Christian patriot and stand up, give me a call. My number is 440-478-4073. Elaine Conley, I'd be happy to talk with you because you can get involved in your own backyard standing up as a patriot Christian.
All right, Joe, ABC News producers writing a book on Biden. Then he has his home raided, and then he vanishes. That's right, World News Daily is talking about that. Network television producer who was helping write a book about Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan had his home raided back in April, a report, and now charges he hasn't been seen ever since. What do you know about that, Joe?
I know. It sounds pretty fishy. There is just no information. I'm looking to where I put that story. I know I sent it into you, but I remember when I was reading it, it was one of those things. He had been a former government official and had worked in some with intelligence, and they think maybe he had some documents that he was using in his research to write the story. And I think he's kind of under house arrest, like the January 6th guys in jail without bond, without bail. The family's silent. The attorney doesn't seem to know anything or won't talk. I think it's one of those that he's just a political prisoner, and nothing's going to happen or come out until well after the midterm elections.
Well, the other possibility, rather than nefarious, is the fact that, you know, he's exited and he's continuing to write, you know, in secret and in seclusion somewhere.
I hope so.
But he was raided by the FBI, and after the raid, no one's seen him since.
I'm sorry. I didn't know
raiders.
That.
Yeah.
I just thought he was missing.
No, he was missing right after the raid. Nobody's seen him since the raid.
So. Okay, I see.
All right, Lou in Michigan pledges 200. James in Massachusetts, 600. And Lee in Ohio, 100. Thank you. 888-281-1110 is the number to call, folks, with credit cards. Pardon? Okay, Lou is 100. Yeah, that's what I said. Lee, didn't I? Okay. All right, so we're down right now. We need $3,005. No. $3,905. We need $3,905 right now. That's where we're at. So, and we've got, oh boy, we've got a...
Not long to do it.
Yeah, less than 1 hour to do it. Okay. Less than 1 hour to do it. So, anyhow, I wanted to go with this. First of all, why is it that in Delaware, they banned mail-in voting? Why can't we do that here in Ohio? Wouldn't that be nice if we banned mail-in voting? Because that's what they use so much in the voter fraud. Okay?
Correct.
And so, and by the way, the word is out that if you're going to vote, go to the poll and do it late because it makes it much harder for the opposition, the professionals, where it comes to election fraud, okay, to steal your vote if you do it late, right?
Correct.
There you go. Okay, FBI ignores court order to hand over evidence about Seth Rich. Remember we talked about this a while back?
Way back.
The FBI is ignoring. But see, they believe they're above the law. They believe they're above the law. And directing the Bureau to hand over records relating to murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich's laptop. And this week, the Biden, well, actually, it was last week, regimes asked for more time. They wanted more time to respond to District Court Amos Mazants, U.S. District Judge Amos Mazants, September 22, 2020 order telling the FBI to release the evidence. The Bureau is also withholding three reports produced by CrowdStrike in 2016 regarding the alleged hack of the DNC service. They will do anything, especially to cover up for Hillary, won't they?
Exactly. That young man is the one that we believe that hacked into the DNC. And one of the big reasons when we did the story a long, long time ago was that experts said there wasn't in a way an outside hacker could take that much information in a relatively short period of time, that it had to be somebody on an actual computer using like one of those sticks, memory sticks, that would be able to load that size of document very quickly and get out. And we're pretty sure that was the young man that turned that information over to that was a political prisoner at a senior moment, you know, overseas in the embassy, that released all that stuff that caused the furor.
Oh, okay.
Put him in jail. They're still trying to jail him. Julian Assange.
Right.
And we think Seth Rich was the one that gave him the information, and Julian was the one that put it out there.
All right. You know, President Trump is right. Now here, Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama, they lost millions of documents. I mean, millions. Way, way worse than anything that President Trump has been accused of, yet none of their houses were raided. What does that tell you?
Trump derangement syndrome. They totally lost their minds over Trump. He was not one of them. They couldn't control him, bribe him. He would not join the deep state, and the entire deep state is out to destroy him and make an example, because all of us who believe in the things that he was saying, the America First agenda, which is kind of what our father, in a different wording, what the founding fathers put forth, and he must be destroyed.
Actually, Joe, Trump was one of them. He was a Democrat, but he came back. Yeah. I remember very clearly when Trump had gone to Epstein's Island, he came back and he said, that is a bad place. Bad things are going on there. You shouldn't go there. That is a very bad place. And he mentioned Bill Clinton, and he said he needs to stay away from there. So he knew all of what was happening. He knew all about the Democratic Communist Party is just flush. They're flush with pedophilia and child murder.
And I think he realized just how corrupt the deep state was, and then the Lord touched his heart and turned him and made a big change in him. And that is what the left cannot tolerate, the fact that he was a changed man. And they lost one of their own, but I don't think he was ever a real member of the deep state.
No, and that's what makes him so upset, because he knew all of them. He knew what was going on. Boy, I'm going to tell you, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, folks, we got to hear from you. We really do. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.